I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There are fewer and fewer heroes left from World War II. Today, we remember a French woman who was definitely one of those heroes. She was a spy named Jeanne Rousseau de Clarens, and she passed away last week, aged 98. Rousseau stole key secrets from the Nazis, including details of many secret weapons. At a CIA awards ceremony in 1993, then-director of Central Intelligence, James Woolsey, said the information she gathered saved thousands of lives. The World's History Guy, Chris Wolfe, is here to tell us more. So, Chris, who was this woman?
Well, she was a very talented young linguist. Her family was from Brittany in the west of France. And the thing that really strikes you, first of all, is just how young she was. She was just turned 21 when the Germans took over her country in 1940, when she began her career as a spy.
How did she become a spy?
Well, it was almost by accident. Given her language skills, she was fluent in German. She became an interpreter for the Germans out there in Western France, where the Germans were planning to invade Britain. And when a friend in the resistance asked her to share the information she was overhearing and things she was seeing, she said, of course.
It sounds like at first she was using her superb German language skills as an interpreter, but later she then got into the belly of the beast in terms of learning about these weapons. How did that happen?
Well, her forte was her language skills. Yeah, she definitely was working for the Germans in the Western France before she was caught there, arrested and released for lack of information. And then she went to Paris and assumed a new identity, again, working as an interpreter for something like the French Chamber of Commerce. So she was providing language skills between the Germans who wanted, you know, goods and services and French businessmen who were trying to sell them. So she was getting a lot of information about different projects that the Germans were up to. And she happened to run into, this is how she saved thousands of lives. She ran into a bunch of German officers and scientists who were working on a top secret rocket and missile programs. Listeners may have heard of the V1 and V2 rockets. But her information on that was so good that it convinced British intelligence of the seriousness of their plans. And her information on where they were producing and testing these rockets allowed the Brits to bomb that facility and set back the German program by months. It's still discussed today as a masterpiece of intelligence work.
And I understand one reason she was so effective is that she had a photographic memory. So she wasn't a scientist or rocket scientist.
No, absolutely. Well, I guess there's so many qualities to her that are worth mentioning. First was just her charm. She never used her body like the spies of fiction to try and get information. And then she had this incredible, like, think-on-your-feet smarts. Whenever, like, she was confronted with a situation, she would instantly, like, create a cover story. And then she would affect this kind of innocence and naivete. She never really spoke about her exploits, but she did give one extended interview to David Ignatius of the Washington Post back in the 90s. And she told him, "I teased them, I taunted them, I looked at them wide-eyed and said, that can't be true." And she kept saying this until one officer just showed her documents and diagrams to prove what he was saying was actually true. She was no scientist, but as you say, she was blessed with this photographic memory.
I read that she wondered, she gathered this intelligence, she had no hesitation about doing it, but she was then privately wondering, is anybody going to get this information? And then it turns out that within like 48 hours, it was on Churchill's desk.
Right. I mean, Churchill had to be convinced by the young British analyst on the other end, on the receiving end, who actually was decorated by Woolsey at the same ceremony in 1993 by the director of the CIA. And I think, every spy has got to operate in that kind of environment. You don't know if anybody's actually listening to what you're telling them. And that speaks to the courage of the people doing this kind of work. And again, she told David Ignatius something that is really striking to anybody today. You know, he said, "Well, why did you do it?" And she says, "I don't understand the question. There wasn't a choice. It was what you did." You know, it was just what he calls it, just a reflex, the heroic reflex. She chose to actually do something. She didn't even question it when millions of people chose to do nothing.
And she saved thousands of lives. She also paid a heavy price. I mean, once she was caught, she spent time in three different concentration camps. How did she spend the rest of her life?
Well, one of the first things she did was to marry a fellow inmate from the camp, the Vicomte de Clarens. But she didn't want to let her language skills go to waste. So she became an interpreter for the United Nations and later a campaigner for Amnesty International. She got many decorations from France and the US after the war, but she never really spoke of her exploits. David Ignatius of the Post was one of the few people to ever actually draw out the full story from her. And one of the quotes that he cites was, What I did was so little. Others did so much more. I was one small stone. And so the humility as well, I think, is another outstanding feature of Jean-Yves Rousseau.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolfe, talking about the amazing World War II spy, Jean-Yves Rousseau de Clarin, who died last week at the age of 98. Thanks so much, Chris.
You're welcome, Carol.